This is your podcast for all things refinishing. I'm Lane Ball with Zebras Before and After. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 27. Last week, we heard from our Zebra Review judges, Katie Cloud and Katie Scott. This week, we hear from judges Sarah Bolton, Jen Talley, and Lawrence Fatina. They'll share updates as well as their favorite refinishing tip and what they look for when reviewing entries for the Zebra Review contest. We'll hear from Morgan and Ryan with Melange Paints on their recommended colors to use for our August Zebra Review contest theme of cool colors. Joe with Click to Restore shares a great tip on whitewashing, and we'll find out what Amy with Panolo Designs, Angie with Francis Gray Home, and Amanda with Lemon Pepper Farmhouse are working on in their studios this week. Stay with us. We have the inspiration, fun, and community that will platform your day. As we mentioned last week, the Zebra Review Monthly Contests are designed to give all refinishers the opportunity to be inspired and to be recognized. There are a lot of things that have to happen behind the scenes each month to make the contest successful, like determining themes, promoting the contest through posts and stories, and then, of course, reviewing hundreds of entries and choosing the final three winners, all the while running their own businesses and managing their homes. We so appreciate our judges, and we know you all appreciate them as well. We also know that you are eager to hear from them. We hope you enjoy our conversation as we get updates from them, as well as hear their number one refinishing tip and what they look for when they're reviewing entries each month. Lauren wasn't able to make it for a recording, but she did send in some audios that we are including in the podcast. We are continuing our Zebra Review judges interviews with Jen Talley and Sarah Bolton. Hello, Jen and Sarah. How are you guys today?
Hey, Lane.
Hi, Lane. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Are you guys got the heat up? Is it high temperatures where you guys are at today?
Yeah, it's almost 90, I think.
It's like 90 all around the world, I think.
Yeah. It's just gross.
Yeah, it's actually... it's unusually warm here too. I mean, we're not at 90, but we're definitely in the 80s, mid 80s, and it's just more humid than it normally is this time of year. So I'm feeling it too.
It's been strange down here because we've had like really hot weather, but there have been years where it's been like over 90, like 30, 45, 50 days straight. But this year it's gotten really hot, but then it's like cooled off some. So at least we've had some, you know, variety. Like today, I think is going to be like 85, which is pretty warm, especially when you consider the high humidity. Listen, I know you both have a lot going on, and so we appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. Just as I asked Katie Cloud and Katie Scott, we need updates from you guys. Jen, you are a lot like Kristen at Schecto on how you pump out so many pieces while managing so many other responsibilities. So what's new for you? What's going on?
Oh, not much. I mean, same old, busy, busy. Still just working from home. The only thing I guess that is new or different or challenging for me is that I have the kids home for the summer. And I've talked about this in my stories a lot. My kids aren't little, they're older, they're 13 and 14, but, it brings different challenges, you know, every age and every stage of motherhood and whatever brings different, a different challenge. So right now, I think my challenge is being mom taxi, driving kids around, picking up friends, coordinating where they're going. So I absolutely love being able to work at home and be with them and be there for them. But summer is a challenge for me because it's that work, life, kids, home balance. And, that's kind of where I'm at right now. So I'm still loving working on pieces and, you know, pumping them out and finishing custom work. But I've kind of just in this last few weeks decided I need to kind of take a breath and slow down just a little bit because summer has flown by and I don't want to miss any more of it. So I'm really focusing on balancing my furniture and my family.
It's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like you said, it just, I don't know. Why does it always go by so fast? I mean, it's like once you get into June, it's like then everything happens. Then July, it's like we had July. Did we really have July? Because we're in August.
Right. 100%.
This is crazy. Jen, I can just see you. You're probably running your kids from here to there, and I bet you got paint in your hair, don't you?
Oh my gosh, I have paint in my hair, paint on my clothes, paint in my truck. It's at this point, I've given up. It's just like, this is who I am, and I don't care.
Yeah, you probably look at it like, you know, it's part of your decor, right?
Yeah. Like,
I got blue paint in my hair. Maybe I'll wear a complimentary shirt or something to go with it.
Right.
It's funny. So you're doing a lot of reels, I've noticed, these days. In fact, I noticed one of your reels has over 200,000 views.
Yeah.
That is terrific, and congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's crazy. I was late to the reel game because I feel like I'm a little technologically challenged or whatever. And the reels reminded me a little bit of like TikTok, and I'm not on TikTok. I don't know anything about it. My kids love it, but I know nothing. So I was just like, I'm not going to do it. But then I kept seeing more and more being pumped out. And I thought, you know what? I want to stay in the game. I want to stay relevant. I like watching some of these. I'm going to give it a go. And it was actually much easier. They're much easier to do than you think. So if anybody out there is intimidated by it, I say just go for it. Give it a try. It once you get the hang of it, it doesn't take that long at all. I think that one that has so many views is because it was a piece that was super, super dirty. My client found it abandoned in a shed of a home that they bought. And it had been sitting there for years and years. She loved the piece, wanted to save it, thought it was beyond the point, but contacted me and I looked at it. I even was iffy about it. But as we talked and worked it out, we decided to go for it. And it was the filthiest piece I've ever touched, worked on in my life. When you opened the secretary part of it, there was a nest, like a mouse nest or something. Thank God I didn't find any like dead critters or anything like that, but it was so bad. So part of what I did when there was nowhere else to start with this piece as far as cleaning it than getting out the good old garden hose and just hosing it down. And I think a lot of people were shocked when they saw that, even though that's certainly not the first time I've done that. I've done it before, but I think a lot of people were shocked. And when you see that in the beginning part of the reel, I think that's kind of what made people say like, oh my God, what is she doing? I've got to watch this. So I think that's kind of what drew people in. But man, it just kind of blew up, and it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, so I guess the key is that it had drama in it.
Right. I think that's what it is, because then there's several other reels that I've done that I kind of do the same thing. What I do is I take video that I've already used in my stories or whatever, and I just kind of clip it together. The more I think about it, I think that's what it was, like the drama, because I have other reels that don't have anywhere near as many views. So, you know, it's either the drama or maybe it's the transformation of the piece itself. I'm not sure, but I was certainly pleasantly surprised with that.
Well, maybe you just need to spray hose all of your pieces.
Right? I know. I keep thinking like, what else can I do to draw people in? But, and you know, there are a lot of things I think that we as furniture refinishers do that would probably surprise people, that like, oh, really? You do that? Or I didn't think of that. So I'm trying to, you know, incorporate those in future reels too.
Sarah, have you ever used the hose on any of your pieces?
I have, not for dirty, but for stripping. I will cover a piece in stripper, and like on a hot day, just take the jet to it and blast the stripper off, and it takes all the finish off with it. And especially if it's hot or sunny, it dries instantly. You know, you don't have to worry about water damaging the wood. And it's so much easier than scraping and scrubbing and everything else.
That's a good point, because I think when you see a hose or you see water like that, you're thinking, oh my gosh, you're going to damage the piece. But obviously you're drying it out. It's not like sitting in water, like in a flood or anything, for like long periods of time.
I was going to say the same thing. And I did get a lot of questions and comments on that. Like, isn't that going to ruin it? And The thing is that it's actually really good, like Sarah said, on a hot, sunny day to have your piece out. I know people that do that to get smells out of old pieces. You know, they'll hose it down or clean it down really good and then let it literally bake in the sun. So it's good for things like that. And it's not like when you think water damage, you're thinking like, you know, a flooded basement where there's sitting water that goes, you know, 2 feet up that your piece is sitting in for an extended period of time. This isn't the same thing. You know, it's really not that much different than getting a bucket of water and soap and scrubbing it down. Because I made sure it was a hot day and that water would dry right away. And I knew with this piece that if I did the old, you know, bucket and soap method, I would have gone through 50 buckets. So it's like, let's just get this initial filth off with you know, a few sprays, and then we'll do some more deep cleaning. So
Hey, I just have a great idea. It's just until it hit me. Like, what if you took a piece that was really dirty like that and you put it on a trailer and you just ran it through the car wash? I mean, I don't know.
you know, that might be my next reel. Maybe I'll give it a try.
That's gonna go viral.
you'd not only get drama online, but you'd probably get drama like, what is this woman doing with this piece of furniture? You know, people waiting in line to get through the car wash.
Oh my,
they're gonna be
gosh.
jumping out of their vehicles. Ma'am, you have a precedent back there. Like, I know.
Right, you're yelling back, yeah, I know. That's what I want. That's what I want. Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, Jen, you really are a tremendous influencer in the refinishing community, and we love partnering with you on things like the Zebra furniture flip. So, are you ready for a fall furniture flip?
Oh my gosh, I am so ready. I was just thinking about this the other day. I haven't really done a whole lot of thrifting this summer because I don't need any more furniture. But I stopped in at a couple thrift stores. I think it was last week, and I was just like, oh my gosh, ugly duckling, ugly duckling. Here we go, furniture flip. So I'm getting like pumped up for it. So really super excited about that.
Well, what you and I will have to get our heads together to start preparing because we got a lot of really good feedback on it. I think people really enjoyed that. It really put a lot of energy into the community, and it was just, and now even if you didn't necessarily participate, it was fun watching people, even those that weren't the contestants, because a lot of other people joined in too. So it was exciting.
Yeah, it really was. I did get a lot of feedback. I got a lot of messages from people who were just excited to follow along, almost like it was like this little mini reality show. So I think it was just something fun, something different. So really looking forward to starting that up again.
Let's get an update from Lauren as well.
So, what is up with me? Great question. Life looks a lot different for me these days than it did pre-pandemic. You know, when everything kind of started shutting down because of COVID, I shut down my decor studio. I pretty much stopped doing furniture because I didn't really have anybody to watch the kids. And at the time, my littlest was only a few months old. So everything kind of took a back burner. And because of that, I actually kind of started a new path, a work from home journey, if you will, which has been really good. It's been a really good distraction. It's been really good for income and all the things. But I have to be honest, I really do miss like working with my hands and getting down and dirty and doing all the furniture stuff and doing my studio. So I am hoping that once school starts and there's some degree of normalcy back, I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting back into the studio, but also painting some furniture again. Like, probably not a ton. I don't know if I'll ever do it, you know, quote unquote, full time again, but I definitely feel like there's a piece kind of missing when I'm not doing that. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm kind of looking ahead to. Other than that, I'm hanging with my kids. I'm enjoying the summer. My husband has been working out of town a lot, like almost every day during the week. So it gets to be a lot. But we're doing lots of beach days. We're doing lots of outdoor stuff. We're actually doing a road trip this week to Denver. So it's good. things are good.
Well, Sarah, my word, you just had sweet little Frankie, and then you just moved into a dream home. Are you surviving?
Mostly. Mostly. A little coffee in the morning and a small glass of wine before I go to bed and ready for the next day.
So just tell us what's going on, because some of our listeners maybe are like, what are you guys talking about? So tell us what's going on in your life this summer.
Well, pretty much since we moved into our last house 20 months ago, I had always been keeping an eye on Zillow looking for, you know, old houses. And sometimes I would show them my stories. We would go drive to one and look at it, and it would, you know, wouldn't be a good fit for us. But I kept looking, and I had Frankie, baby number 6, in May. I had to think about that for a second. And she was a week old, and this house popped up. And I sent to my realtor, and she was like, you know, I know you and she calls us Wild Wild West. She's like, I know you and Gary are Wild Wild West. she's like, and I'm happy to show you anything. She was like, but you did just give birth a week ago. Do you really want to go look? And I'm like, yes, we have to go look at this house. And there was actually another one block over that was for sale at the same time. It's still for sale. So we decided we would go look at both of them. And we went and looked at the other house first. And we didn't love it, so we came over here to this one. And I actually almost canceled the showing for two reasons. One, thinking maybe this isn't the best time to move. And two, from the pictures, the rooms just looked a lot smaller, and I couldn't picture it. I don't know, I just couldn't picture the rooms and the layout. And I was like, I just don't know if the house is going to function for us. And the minute we opened the door, Gary and I looked at each other and we were like, this is it. Like we just knew this was our house. So we went home that day, I think, and started doing everything we needed to do to list our house. And that was the beginning of June, and we moved in last week. So we're here.
Man, that's quick.
Yes.
Incredible.
Do you have a lot of any plans for your new home? It doesn't look like it needs really any work, but then your name is Sarah Bolton.
I know. Well, everybody that comments, they're like, I can't wait to see what you do with it. And I'm like, I don't really know. And I'm going to do a whole lot with it. I mean, obviously I'm going to paint. Most of the house is a nice neutral color, but it's not really what I would do.
Yeah.
But I really just love all of the character of this house. I don't really want to change anything. You know, of course I have like decorating plans, but as far as like big renovations and changes like we did at the last couple houses, I don't really, and I'm kind of tired. Like I'm starting to just feel like, okay, maybe this is, you know, the house that we don't change everything in. I told you before we started recording, Lane, that not the previous owners, but the ones before that stopped by last night. And they were showing us some things. And one of the things they showed us, which was a shelf in the kitchen, which I really didn't love, but they told us that it's an original floor joist. And when they remodeled, they saved some of the floor joist and they made a shelf for the kitchen. And I'm like, well, now I love that shelf. Yeah, I'm never going to take it down. Yeah.
Yeah, and I also saw in your stories that you've got this little hidden stairway, it's a spiral stairs or something. Gary was like up in this like chute, some kind of a contraption, like maybe laundry chute or something.
Yeah, so there was a staircase there that went upstairs, and then there were these two tiny little bathrooms at the bottom of the staircase and the top. So when they remodeled it, and they just did all this in the last 10 years, they closed off the staircase and then they just made like a laundry chute there to go from one bathroom to the other. It definitely functions a lot better. She was telling me last night how it was. And so it definitely seems like a better layout, but I am kind of sad that like, I want to uncover those stairs and, you know, see what was there. But, you know, there's definitely something to be said about modern day functionality.
Well, I think, you know, especially since this is a home that you guys will probably settle in for quite some time, you're going to like, once you get in, I mean, just relax and enjoy it because your creative mind is going to start ticking.
Oh, it already is. I got my Ben Moore color deck out last night. I'm picking colors. And Gary's like, let's unpack boxes.
No, you should say you unpack boxes and I'll go back to my color wheel.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So how far are you from where you moved from? Like, is it like an hour or two? Or
it's like 58 minutes.
Okay.
Like right at an hour.
Yeah. So you're going to have to learn the new area that you're in.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about. I mean, we know Louisville, you know, and it's like, so our hearts and our minds and everything, even when we were in Indiana, we're always just in Louisville mentally. And we're still pretty close to Louisville. We're only like 45 minutes. But there's a lot here in Carrollton. There's more than there was in Atisco. So yeah, I'll have to definitely like learn the area, and the kids have already made friends, and we had two birthdays yesterday. So they had friends over. It's been nice.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun as well. Well, just like the rest of our judges, you are looked up to by so many, and we love the inspiration you provide to your fellow refinishers. Okay, now, we have a few questions for each of you, and so the first one is, give us your favorite refinishing tip of all time, and we'll start with Sarah this time.
All right, my favorite tip is one that I learned from Gary's dad, and it is for sanding. And this is great for like tops of dressers. I mean, it's good for sanding anything, but I usually do this on the tops of pieces. And it's when you're working down through the grits. So let's say you start with 80 and you sand the whole top with 80. In between switching your grits, I draw all over the piece with pencil. And what that does is, you know, you can draw lines or swirls, but you basically just want to kind of, you know, cover the whole piece with pencil marks. So when you're sanding with the next grit, you know that you've evenly sanded the whole piece because you're sanding off the pencil marks. So you sand with AB, draw all over it with pencil, sand it again, you know, draw all over it pencil, because otherwise you don't really know, like, well, did I get that area? Did I hit this? And then you have a nice, you know, even sanding through all the grits.
Wow, that is a great idea. I guess you just have to remember not to put pencil marks all after your last sanding.
I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah. I was like, oh, wait, I was done sanding. Why did I just do that?
Wow. That's really cool. Jen, have you ever heard of that idea before?
Honestly, no, I haven't. That's genius. I love it.
Yeah. So what's your favorite tip, Jen?
Oh, my gosh. As Sarah's giving this amazing tip, I'm like, I'm kind of drawing a blank here. I don't know if I have like one like favorite of all time or one that's going to like blow your mind or anything like that. I guess I don't know if this would be considered a tip. I think it would be, you have to start with good products in order to end with a good product. So, I think one thing that I have learned, you know, over the last, 6-7 years, is that the better products that you start with, the better outcome that you're going to get. And that goes for what you use for cleaning your product, what you use for paint brushes, what you use for paint, what you use for top coat. It does make a difference. And I realize that when people are first starting out, you may not want to make the investment right away because you're still learning and practicing. But I can tell you that once you get comfortable enough to start investing in those products, it will make a difference. You will see it.
That's really good. I love that. I love it. It's a good little slogan. Start with good products to end with a good product. That's excellent. I like that a lot.
It doesn't always necessarily mean the most expensive product. That's not what I'm saying, but you really have to try out different things to figure out what you like and what works for you, what you don't like. And then once you find it, that's kind of what you roll with. You know, I do get questions like, you know, all your pieces look so smooth. Mine doesn't look like that. Or I have brush strokes. You never seem to have those. And it's, you know, I kind of instantly go back with, you know, what paint are you using? What brush are you using? What did you use to clean your piece? That sort of thing. And then it kind of all comes together and it's like, oh, okay. You know, and it does, like I said, it just does make a difference.
I love that tip. That's really good. Now let's hear Lauren's favorite tip.
I feel like my advice for refinishing furniture might be kind of weird. Like, I feel like it's probably different than what everybody else said. Everybody else is going to have like these great tips for sanding or shellacking or I don't know, like actual practical things. But here's my advice. not every piece needs to be saved. And it's not your responsibility to save all the things. And let me clarify. This is coming from somebody who literally, you know, it's been probably almost a year since I've done any furniture. And my garage is still full. We just got a new vehicle. We can't park it in the garage because I can't, or couldn't, I should say, turn down a piece of furniture. I thought I could save them all. And you know what happens then? It takes the joy out of it. It becomes more of a chore and a duty. And it's not fun. And it should be fun. It doesn't mean it's not hard work. That doesn't mean it's not worth it. But it should never feel like overwhelming. You know what I mean? Now, a good project piece here and there, absolutely. Like, there's something really, really, I don't know, fulfilling about seeing something that nobody else sees the value in and turning into something amazing. Like, right? That's what most of us do this for. But just because your uncle's neighbor's hairdresser is getting rid of something that looks like it's been termite brunch for 10 years doesn't mean that you have to take it and you have to make it beautiful. So don't get in over your head, you know? Remember what it is that drew you to this in the beginning and make sure that every piece you do has a little bit of that joy still in it.
Well, one last question. As judges, you guys have the privilege to pour through the many entries we get each month for our monthly Zebra Review contest. And I know our listeners would love to hear what you each look for when you're reviewing them and choosing your favorites. This time we'll start with Lauren.
So when I'm judging for the Zebra Review, it's not like I set out with a checklist of things that, you know, it has to have this or has to have that. It's, you know, kind of just what photos speak to me the most. And I'll be honest, it usually is the photo that captures my attention first, not necessarily specifically the piece. So I'm looking for things that are brightly lit, that, you know, are nice and clean, that have clean lines, that have interesting staging. But really, I love, you know, very classic, like traditional pieces paired with something kind of unexpected. So either a fun color or fun knobs, or even if it's like a traditional piece, but the staging is really modern, something just that makes it unexpected. And I also, which I've kind of realized this about myself, and it's probably something that surprises people because it's very different than my own personal style, but I actually love mid-century modern. I tend to gravitate a lot to those types of pieces when I'm looking through the photos. It's hard to put my finger on exactly what I like. It's just kind of like, I know it when I see it. You know, it's whatever jumps out at me.
What do you look for, Jen?
You know, what always stands out to me when scrolling Instagram and, you know, my Instagram feed and or hashtags is the photo that jumps out at you. So for me, it's almost as much about the photograph itself as it is the piece of furniture. It needs to be bright and crisp and clean. I was just having a conversation about this the other day with someone that a beautiful piece of furniture that is not photographed to its potential may never even, you know, may never even open your eyes to it, you know, and it's unfortunate because I feel like there are so many beautifully refinished pieces of furniture that people will never notice because the photograph was maybe taken at the wrong angle. The lighting was difficult. It wasn't, you know, brightened up enough. So I just feel like, and not that I'm looking, you know, of course I'm looking for a beautiful piece of furniture, but I feel like the ones that I'm really drawn to are the ones that are just a crisp and clean photograph, not too much extra as far as staging. Mm-hmm. I really like it when I see the piece itself shine.
Mm, that's a really good tip. What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, to kind of piggyback on what she said, when you're scrolling, you know, we're sometimes looking at hundreds of pieces and we're not necessarily going to click on every single one. So the ones that draw you in are the ones that are photographed well. And just as far as like, if you're trying to sell a piece, you know, you want to sell it in its best light. It's the same way for us as judges. You know, the ones that are going to catch our attention first are the ones that are photographed really well. And then once I kind of narrow it down, you know, to my top picks, I really look for the ones that either evoke a feeling. You know, sometimes it's just a feeling. Sometimes a piece just like, wow, that just really, really makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Something that's really pushed the boundaries.
Yeah.
Like we had a campaign piece for Pastel Month that was painted purple. And I'm like, I would never think to paint a campaign piece purple. You know, it was just so outside the kind of realm of like norm. Mm-hmm. And so pieces that do that successfully are always, I'm always really drawn to.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Sarah. It's just like, you know, I don't know, not that I don't want to say like, oh, you know, there's so much of the same or same old, but if you are entering, you know, a contest and want your piece to be, to stand out, you do want to do something that's a little outside of the box or is going to make somebody kind of stop and go, wow, like I would have never thought of that, or like it inspires us. And I know exactly what piece Sarah is talking about because we were like, it was a small piece too. It wasn't big or extravagant. It was like a small nightstand. And I think all of us were just like, who would paint a campaign piece lavender? You know, everyone thinks to either go neutral with it, white, or, you know, maybe even a bright, bold color, but a light, soft lavender, it's just, who would do that?
And it worked.
It did. It worked. And that's what made it for us. So definitely something that pushes the boundaries.
Yeah. And I think the other important point to make for people to really glean from with this conversation is that when you guys are looking at these pieces, and just as you described them, something evokes a feeling, something that's, you know, with the photograph, it's bright and clear, and it's just, you see the piece really well. The customers are doing that same thing. I mean, they're not thinking in terms of judging, but they're thinking in terms of, like, you know, wanting something for their home that really stands out. Obviously, everybody has different preferences with colors and tastes and things that need the, you know, the colors they need for their homes. But this is not, you know, what you do as a refinisher to enter a piece and to get judged and potentially be picked as a first, second, or third place winner is also going to help you to get attention with your customers too. So I think that's an important point.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always say you could have the exact same piece. If you have two pieces that are exactly the same, painted the same, but one is photographed well, that one's probably going to sell faster and for more money. Mm-hmm. Because it's just, I mean, it could be an incredible piece, but like Jen said, if it's not showcased well and the lighting's poor or you're at a weird angle, it just, you know, you got to draw somebody in with aesthetics first.
And just FYI, for those that are listening, if you want to go check out that lavender purple piece that Jen and Sarah are talking about, that was from our April Zebra review. And that was submitted by Charlene with Kennedy with Love. And she actually won second place on that. So that was a really pretty piece. Well, it's always a joy to chat with you both. Thanks again for taking some time out to give us updates and insights. We appreciate you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice talking to you guys.
As we close this week and last week's conversations with our judges, I want to encourage you guys to follow our judges on their Instagram account. Here is a quick rundown of each of their accounts. Jen Talley with Perfectly Imperfect Furniture, and her account is Perfectly Imperfect Furniture RES. Katie Cloud with Katie & Company, her account is Katie Cloud. Katie Scott with Salvage by K. Scott, and her accounts are Salvage by K. Scott, K.Scott, and then she has another account, Salvage by K. Scott, with no periods or dots. Lauren Swicino with Portland Rose Studio, her account is Portland Rose Studio. And Sarah Bolton with Sitting Pretty Home Decor, her account is Sitting Pretty Home Decor. This podcast is sponsored by Zebra, makers of the application-specific paintbrushes that lay down the smoothest finish of paint, giving you the results that you and your customers demand. Most of you are working day in and day out in your studios, and it's important that you have the right tools you need as well as the right attire. We are excited to announce that our new stylish aprons are available on our website, enjoyzebra.com. These aprons are the best of both worlds in that they give you adequate protection for your clothing but don't weigh you down. They are made of 100% cotton canvas, each has one chest pocket and two hip pockets, and has a cross-back tie with faux leather tabs with a washed denim feel. They come in two options, a blue jean color that has Refinish, Relax, and Repeat printed on the front, and a gray option that has Excuse the Mess, I Paint Here, also printed on the front. Consider checking them out and treat yourself to a cool apron that will make you feel great while you work and impress your clients. With this month's theme of cool colors for the Zebra Review, we took a few minutes to chat with our paint sponsor, Melange Paints, to get inspired and find out what recommended colors they have for our cool color theme. Welcome back to the podcast, Morgan. You have a special guest with you. Who might that be?
Hi, Lane. Yes, I'm here today, and I have my husband, Ryan, with me this time.
All right. Nice to have you on, Ryan.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I can't go any further without saying that we hold our servicemen and women in high regard, so we are so grateful for your service, Ryan.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you, Lane.
Now, listen, this has been quite a ride this last year for you, Ryan. Are you pretty amazed at what's happening?
It's taken us both back. At times, it feels a little overwhelming, but it's been an awesome experience thus far. It's been a humbling experience, too. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are like so moved by the fact that so many people, I mean, are using your paints and loving it. I mean, that's got to be pretty exciting.
It's exciting, and it's also kind of scary. You know, we see these everybody that uses our product, they're artists in their own right, and we see some of the, you know, makeovers they're doing, and they're choosing to do these makeovers in our product. And it's overwhelming at times to see what these artists are doing with our paint. And
it's very humbling. It's awesome. And we're still in the pinch me phase. We're like, we just can't believe that this is happening. So
that's so cool. Well, first, we want to thank you guys for sponsoring this month's Zebra Review as our paint sponsor. We're always excited when you guys jump on board.
Sure. Happy to do so.
Well, so give us a Melange Paint update. How are you guys doing? I mean, I know you're busy, but we just want to see what's going on. And as a side note, I am seeing Melange Paint everywhere on social media. So that's, again, that's so cool. We're excited for you guys.
I guess the first thing to report is we're just trying to keep up at this point. Like I said, it's been overwhelming at times. And, you know, it's getting orders out, getting the paint poured and processed and all of those things that go along with growth. It's been challenging at times for sure. As far as what's on the horizon for Melange, we have an all-in-one paint that's being released kind of as we speak right now. We're putting the finishing touches on our formula. We're going to offer it in our top 10 colors. And we're really, really excited for this product release. It's something completely new for us and for our customers / artists to get their hands on. So we're excited.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Now, you said as we speak, I mean, can folks order this all-in-one paint now?
We do have a few colors on our website, but it's going to officially launch on September 1st. So we're still kind of saying September 1st is our launch date. So we're going to have it in our top 10 best-selling colors. All of your most loved Melange colors are going to be available. But I'm still kind of like tweaking the formula even today. I want it to be totally perfect. So I'm messing with it at the last minute. But yeah, we're aiming for September 1st.
That's exciting. Anything else going on? I mean, are you guys getting opportunity to rest? Have you taken a summer vacation, or is that just ridiculous to say that?
No.
That's probably not in this year's forecast for us. We have we've expanded. We've taken in the building next to us already, so we've doubled our footprint just in the last month. We've opened up a retail shop in the front half of our original building. And it offers our paint, all of our products, some of Zebra's products as well, and vintage home decor and, I guess, projects that people can come pick up if they see something they want to paint or make over. We have a little bit of everything. Yeah, expansion all around.
Well, I tell you, we think those two names go so well together, Melange and Zebra. We appreciate that.
Our customers think so too. They're always telling us, oh, Zebra brushes are the perfect brush with your paint. So we love seeing that.
We've heard the same thing. So we're really thrilled about that. Well, our theme this month for the Zebra Review, of course, is cool colors. We did everything we could to bring down the heat. I mean, it's been so hot everywhere. So, you know, even though it's just mentally, we thought, hey, let's go with a color that's not necessarily expected in August. So we said cool colors. So, you know, as folks are thinking about color options for this month's contest, what suggestions and recommendation do you guys have for our refinishers?
Sure. Well, when looking over our palette to be able to answer this question, we have a few colors that did stand out to us. Now, typically, I'm not really drawn to cool colors as far as like cool grays. Even some of our blues are kind of muddy or earthy. So I really had to look and kind of pick what we felt like were the coolest ones. So one of them to start with would be our Sunday Gray. It is a cool pearly gray with a little tiny bit of a violet undertone. So that's a departure for us because most of our grays are kind of warm and muddy, but we do offer that one. Our customers love that color. So that's a good one. We have Matagorda Green, which is like a silvery sage green. It's very pale. Matagorda is a special place for us. It's our favorite beach, and that's where Ryan proposed. So we named this color after that place. And it's like a cool overcast day at the beach is how I define that color. Next we have Fathom Blue, which is a very, it's been called by our customers the perfect navy. It is a cool navy with also a little hint of violet or purple undertones. Very popular color, and it looks good on everything. Let's see, next we have Monty Teal, which is a new color. We just brought that one out in July. And it is like a very minty kind of fresh aqua color. Very cool, definitely.
Yeah, it's really unique, isn't it? I mean, I'm not, you know, everybody has their preferences on color, but I'm not a big teal fan, but I really like that color. That is really unique.
That color was actually created by Jess at Refresh by Jess. And I saw a piece she did in that color, and I had to get my hands on it. I wanted to make that color. So that was actually created by her, and it is the perfect teal. It's just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And she named it after her dog.
No, she named it after her parrot.
Her parrot.
Very cool.
She had a parrot that was that color as a pet for a long time. So yeah, that's where the name Monty came from.
Well, nice job, Jess.
Yeah, she did awesome on that. Then we have Aloe Green, which we have not actually released yet. That's in this month's collection of greens that was curated by Jen over at Perfectly Imperfect. Aloe Green is our last color to drop this month. And if you think of an aloe plant, you know, that's very soothing and very cool. And that's what this green is like. It's just a cool, soothing green with blue undertones.
Yeah. Now, see, I'm a green fan, so I really like the aloe. That's very nice.
It's a gorgeous color, and I'm excited to see how that one goes. And then lastly, we would recommend Artemisia Green. That's another new release for us that came out in July. It's another silvery gray green with blue undertones. It's very, our customers have referred to it as very zen or peaceful.
Yeah, these are great options. Now, just so our listeners know, they can go out to your website and all these colors will be up for them to review, correct?
Everything except for aloe is currently available. Aloe will be out in another, I think, 2 weeks. Gotcha. And I wanted to say that Artemisia was curated by Lindsay over at Rustic Owl. She helped us design that color. So we've had several people that have worked with us lately to help us create these really unique colors. So I just wanted to give props to them.
Yeah, by all means. And what a cool idea to have them, you know, integrated into the color process, the ones that are actually using it every day. And that's, I know that's exciting and rewarding for them too.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, these colors sound really cool. Definitely pun intended on that one. Since we're talking about cool colors. Certainly encourage our listeners to go out and keep an eye on your website. And man, this all-in-one paint, that sounds really nice. I'm sure that you guys will do well with that.
Thank you.
As, we'll be thinking about you as you keep tweaking it. You got to know when to stop tweaking, though.
Yeah, I'm back there in my lab coat. Just kidding, but yeah, we're just about there. I really wanted it to be perfect. So I'd say that we're just about there and waiting on some final things as far as packaging and labeling and stuff like that. But we'll be ready by the 1st of September.
I bet you guys balance each other really well. I bet Ryan's like, okay, we're there, honey. We're there. We're done. We made it.
I try. It doesn't go very far, but I try.
No, she's very determined, isn't she?
Right.
Well, listen, we appreciate you guys coming on to give us an update and inspire listeners with these beautiful, cool colors. Listeners, if you want to learn more about Melage Paints, go to melagepaints.com. And thanks again, Morgan and Ryan. We really appreciate you guys.
Sure thing. Thanks for having us, Lane.
Thank you, Lane.
Today's refinishing tip comes from Joe with Click to Restore.
Hey all, I'm Joe with Click to Restore, and today I'm going to be sharing a tip with you on how to achieve a washed effect on your furniture. So for that, you should mix your paint and water in the ratio of 1:2, which means the water is double the quantity of the paint. The thinner the consistency, the easier is the wash. It settles well in all the details and crevices. It's easier to wipe because it doesn't dry fast and it doesn't leave a prominent overlapping line between the sections of your wash. So hope you find this tip helpful. Enjoy and God bless.
Great tip on whitewashing, Joe. Thanks so much. It's time to hear what your refinishing friends are up to. Here are a few reporting on what they're working on in their studios this week.
Hi everyone, this is Amy from Panolo Designs. I'm in the middle of a crazy busy week as I prepare to launch 4 of my kiddos off to their freshman, sophomore, and senior years of high school, and another one of my kids off to his senior year of college. In between all of these preparations and chaos, I am working on a pair of beautiful vintage bedside tables. This pair has quite a few repairs that are needed and some missing moldings and details that will require me to make molds and use resin to recreate and replace them. I am finalizing the paint color and hardware choice and putting together a mood board for this set. I often create mood boards for the pieces I'm working on. These mood boards help me visualize the design idea I have in my head and either confirms that idea or allows me to tweak it as needed. Feel free to follow me as I refinish this set on Instagram at Panolo Designs. And thank you, Lane and Zebra, for checking in with me.
Hi, I'm Angie Calvert of Francis Gray Home, originally born and raised in Southern California, currently living about an hour outside of San Diego in Murrieta, California. I've been painting for about 10 years now. This week, I'm working on a lovely little antique buffet. It's got great bones, but I can already tell it's going to be a labor of love. This piece is solid walnut, and the plan is to paint and decoupage, which I haven't done in a while, but is always fun. This piece had a bit of veneer damage, so some heavy prep will be happening before I can get it painted, but I know it's going to be worth it in the end. I'm so grateful that my kids have finally gone back to school this year, and now I have the time to focus and work on the details that really bring my pieces new life.
Hey everybody, this is Amanda over at Lemon Pepper Farmhouse. Currently in my workspace, I have 2 MCM dressers that I've been working on, a small buffet, 1 set of nightstands, and then I have a really super cute antique dresser that actually belonged to my grandpa. And I just finished putting a furniture transfer on a TV stand. So it's been a little bit crazy busy around here, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So thank you guys for checking in on me, and I hope you're all having a really great summer.
Thank you, friends. Listeners, make sure you go check out their social media feeds. Doesn't it feel like it is just plain hot everywhere? Well, the Zebra Review judges decided that the August theme should be something that would help cool us off, at least help us feel a little cooler. So we came up with the theme Cool Colors. This is your opportunity to refinish a piece in cool neutrals or cool blues and or cool greens. You can enter your pieces that were refinished from August 1st, 2021 through August 31st of 2021. Just make sure you use the hashtag TheZebraReview when you post your pieces. We have great sponsors from Surf Prep Sanding, D. Lawless Hardware, to Melange Paints. So turn on the AC, grab a cup of iced tea, and get to painting using those cool colors. Calling all new refinishers, we have the perfect opportunity for you. Our new podcast segment, The Furniture Council, is a great opportunity to get professional feedback and guidance from four well-known and successful refinishers. You'll submit a few of your pieces to the council, and our judges will review and critique your work, lovingly, I might add, encouraging you on all the things you're doing right and making a few suggestions on how you could excel still more. Plus, it will be an opportunity to get your name out in front of the refinishing community by your podcast appearance. It's simple and fun. Send me an email at lane@enjoyzebra.com and we'll start the process. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Zebra Blogs Before and After Furniture Refinishing Podcast. Today's episode is also featured on thezebrablog.com along with contact information for today's guest. Your comments and suggestions for future episodes are always welcome, and we encourage you to share those by clicking on the podcast slide in our header at thezebrablog.com. That's zebra with an I, blog.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and happy refinishing.